What does it mean to have our head rubbed, our skull rubbed? This is Dr. Herbert O'Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. What does it mean to have our skull rubbed, our head rubbed? Now, I have a golden retriever who will be 5 years old on December 4th, so cards and telegrams and all that sort of thing are invited.
Welcome.
Are welcome. So just send your greetings to Rex for his birthday on, that's Thursday, isn't it? Yeah. And so that'll be, today is the 1st of December, 2nd is Tuesday, 3rd is Wednesday, the 4th is Thursday. So his birthday is on Thursday. Well, Rex was standing here, or sitting here next to me at the table. His head is on the table level. And I reach over and I rub him. And first I massage his chest, his brisket. And he just loves that. And he just bows and genuflects and says, "Continue, sir, continue." And then my hand goes up to the top of his head. And this the skin on the scalp is loose there, and I rub it around, circle it around, and go back and forth, and knead his scalp, and knead with my fingers, you know, deeply into it, and pressing hard. And he just said, he said, "It feels so good." Now, why is it that we are so slow to learn lessons? Rex says, "I love it," you know. And we don't do that to ourselves or to others. Now, when is the last time you gave yourself a head massage? Really, a good, solid head massage, where you rubbed your head and just rubbed it either with a towel or without or with your fingers, you know. Your fingertips are good for rubbing your head. Now, every morning when I take my shower, when I'm finished with the shower, I take the towel and I rub it into my head. I rub my head around and I just dig my fingers in and, you know, just massage my head, massage my scalp. That's why I'm so brilliant, you know. I let it out, you know. But I massage my head, I massage my scalp, and it feels so good. And then I feel, "Oh, who wants to comb your hair?" You know, your head is all twisty-turny, your hair is all twisty-turny, and you know, and who wants to comb it, you know? It just feels so good. You don't want to make it orderly, you know. A comb has a tendency to make you feel, you know, I have a brush, and it makes you feel everything is in order again. And I can see why Einstein left his hair very much awry, you know, because I think he probably gave himself a head massage. At least he had a lot going on inside of that head of his, you know. And probably gave himself a head massage each morning, and maybe he took a shower each morning. And as he did that, he just shake his head like Stefan Stressley, you know, the Wonder Boy, who can shake his head and looks just like he came out of the beauty shop or the coiffure's, whatever you call it, and barber shop, I guess. And so that's an honor. It's a privilege, you know. Now, can you do that? And the answer is yes. Do you do that? The answer is no. Now, why is it you don't do that every single morning? Why is it you don't do that every single morning to make yourself feel alive? To make yourself feel so, Ellen, you know the word sit? And Rex has just got so frisky after having his head rubbed that he had to go and do his normal thing of picking up pillows from the guest room and bringing him in here so that we will play with him. Now, think of that. If you allow your head to get rubbed, you might get frisky and pick up pillows and bring him in to be played with too, you know. And you might do all sorts of wonderful things. Right, Rex? He's sitting there watching us from the Davenport in the living room, and he's saying, "Hey, I think that I'm the sentinel here." See how he sits here, Ellen? Yeah. Yeah, you're the boss, aren't you, boy? Yeah. And, well, you know, when you get to be 5 years old, you come into a very special time of your life. Now, What happens when we massage our scalp? Everybody try it now. Put your fingers up on your scalp. Get your fingertips down and start going around any place you like on your scalp, all over, and the back and the front. Now go dig real deep, not to hurt yourself, but dig deep so that you move your scalp. Sometimes you got a tight scalp and sometimes you got a loose scalp. Rex has a loose scalp. His is really good for massaging. And ours is good too if we would just get busy and do it. Now just rub your fingers deeply in there. And Ingeborg, put your fingers deeply in there. Deeply in there. Go right into your brain.
Oh, I am deep in.
Your brain's well protected by that bone there in the skull. But just go there. I like to think that as I bring my attention to my scalp, to my brain, to my head, with my fingers massaging my scalp, I am bringing my attention to that, and I'm saying, let go, release all the genius, and you know, just turn the film on, and let's have that beautiful show of magnificence that I am. And then, as you do this, you just feel good. Now, if you take your fingers and sort of don't cup them over your ears, but cup them over your ears so that the fingers are down next to the ears, and then press firmly, and then massage, you'll find that if you did this regularly, which we don't do, if you did this regularly, right in the front above and in the forward part by your ear, there's a certain number of bones there that connect to your eye connections and to your hearing. And a number of people have gone to the dentist, and when the dentist was working on them, for some reason or other, they were touched there. I don't remember how they were touched there. When they were touched in that particular area, all of a sudden, their hearing and their sight was 100% improved. And it didn't last because when they stopped touching it and stopped realizing it, then they sort of drifted back to their former attitudes. No. Massaging our scalp is more than just massaging our scalp. It's a very wonderful and a very powerful condition. It also is good for your fingers. It gives your fingers all of that energy and that goodness. It's just like taking your fingers and plugging them into electric socket, which is your brain. You know, and you get your fingers up there, and pretty soon you just feel so vital, so dynamic, so alive. It's a great thing. Now, what has that got to do with the spiritual cup of tea? Well, every time you bless and honor your physical body, which is your spiritual body and physical body both, you are turning on the programs that are there to be functioning. Now, why does a mother kiss her little baby when the little baby is in her arms and she's just giving him a bath and she kisses him all over and she just kisses his feet and his hands and he kisses his bottom and stuff and says, "You're so sweet, you're so wonderful, you know, so it's just like I could eat you up, you know," the mother says to the baby. Well, now, why does she do that? Because she is attracted to the purity of the child. And the absolute purity of the child sort of floods through the mother's awareness. She cannot help but feel illumined with this pure being in her arms, this pure, naked little child in her arms, you know, and just feels so wonderful. And if the mother is naked, that's even better. But the thing is, she just feels this pure, wonderful being right there. Now, is there something special about this? Is there something unique? Well, that's the scalp massage that we do. That brings us back to that attitude. The baby is a special little creature that brings us into the feeling of purity and goodness. And when you look at a beautiful tree, and you see the new leaves coming out. You just feel good. You feel the newness. When you see a flower that is opening and blossoming, and you almost see it right before your eyes as it opens, you know, if you had slow photography for that, you know. But it's so wonderful when you see life, nature, and spiritual qualities all blossoming together. And this is what happens to each one of us. Life, nature, and spiritual qualities blossom together when we take the time each morning, each day, maybe at the time of your shower, at the time of your bath, at the time of your relaxation, and massage your scalp. Massage your body. Give your body the energy massage. And I guess that's part of what that scalp massage is. It's part of the energy massage. And Hindus had great respect for the energy massage because they felt that out of the crown chakra, which is the head, is all of the vital energy inflowing and outflowing through the body. That's your center piece. And when we massage our center piece, we make ourselves more receptive, more receptible to having this energy flow activated. And so if you are guided to do this, and you're guided to listen to this, but if you're guided to do the energy massage or the scalp massage, just realize that's only the beginning of the wonderful thing that you're doing. The wonderful thing that you're doing is you're opening up your divine self to your divine reality. And that's a pretty good thing to do. And it's a pretty exciting thing to do. So consider how often you will massage your scalp. Now, you can't go around all day long massaging your scalp. But we have been trying this vision sight without glasses program, and it has done rather remarkable things. And those of us who are sincerely doing it are getting fantastic results. And as for myself, I had reading glasses, and I wore them quite regularly, and I set them aside a week or two ago, and I haven't picked them up since. Now, my vision is not crystal clear, but it's getting there, because I'm learning how to relax. I'm learning how to massage my scalp. I'm learning how to palm my eyes, putting my two hands over my eyes with my fingers crossed and over my forehead, and letting my eyes sit in absolute black darkness for 2 or 3 minutes, maybe 2 or 3 times a day. And as I do that, I find that my vision becomes richer and richer and richer. Now, we have been sold a bill of goods, and that statement is that we believe that 20/20 vision is wonderful. Well, 20/20 vision is adequate, but 20/200 vision is spectacular. 20/100 vision is spectacular. Anything over the 20, you know, and even under, because the variableness, I have to figure out what those symbols really mean, because according to some reports that I've read, they're good, and one is good this way and one is good that way. And which way should they be good? Well, we would like to be able to see wherever we choose to see when we choose to see. Now, if you choose to look at San Diego right now from here on the mountaintop, should you be able to see it? Now, you do. Now, many places, when you're up on a mountaintop and you look at a valley below and you see a city, and if you look gently with relaxed eyes, you can oftentimes see people walking around. And then, as you are training yourself to just, you don't believe you can do it, which is why you don't keep trying it. But if you just keep watching and just gently watch with your eyes sort of sleepy looking at it, you know, just really relaxed, pretty soon you not only see the people, but you know who the people are. You know, you can read the license plate of the cars in the roads down below. Now, you say, my goodness, that really is spectacular. Yes, it is. And we talk about, as a joke, the fictional Superman, and how he can see through buildings, and he can see great distances, and he can see internally as well as externally. He has vision that he can utilize in any manner he chooses. Well, now, that's a joke, isn't it?
No.
That's a joke for us because we don't do it. But it's rather spectacular. Now, does Superman massage his scalp? Nope. Does Superman massage anything about him? Nope. What does Superman do, even though he's a fictional character, but what does he do? He knows who he is. He is that. He lives in that awareness of being the allness, of seeing through buildings and things like that. And you say, well, Herb, you really are off the track there. Okay. I may be off the track there, but the thing is, that's how it's done. Mm-hmm. And that's how it's done. And that's how we do it. And it interests me so much how you and I can be so utterly, utterly, utterly stupid as to walk on cool, wet moss and then pick up a hot frying pan and burn ourselves, you know? And that's because we didn't call the hot frying pan cool, wet moss.
Uh-huh.
Can you call the hot frying pan cool, wet moss? Sure.
Yeah.
Should you call anything comfortable? Yeah. Sure, why not? Call anything comfortable. You turn on, now do you need to have the heater to make you warm? No. Do you need to have the cooler to make you cool? No. Do you need anything exterior to make you anything interior? No. But we think we do. Now, if we could start training our young people, our little babies, that they are the source of all. Now just think warm. You are warm and cozy. You are warm and cozy, the mother says to her little baby. And the little baby's lying naked on her bed. And you're warm and cozy, you're warm and cozy. And the little baby just laying there feeling warm and cozy. And you put a cover on her and she kicks it off because she's warm and cozy. She doesn't need that. Now, later we change our ideas about things and we think, you know, we need to have the blanket, we need this. Mothers who bundle love their kids and put clothes on them enough for winter time in the middle of summer are very unkind to their children because they're causing the children to get the wrong scalp massage idea. Now, we can do these things. We can do these things. Wouldn't it be lovely to have a school to train children to remain in their original purity and integrity? Mm-hmm. Now, why could these Indians in Tierra del Sol, down at Tierra del Fuego, rather, you know, down at the tip of South America, right, why could they run around naked in the sub-zero weather and even go into the ocean and get things while they were there? How could they do that? Well, because they were in charge of their mental attitude. They were in charge of what their thoughts were, and they didn't even think of it as cold. They didn't even think of it. They just went in, caught fish, and the children played in the water while the parents were there. And why, my goodness sakes, anybody in their right mind would have trouble. But they didn't think about it at all. So, we have the possibility of doing things with our thought, and we should praise our body and love our body and be like the little baby, kick the blankets off and be our own thermostat, be our own comforter. And we wear clothes because it's convenient, or we wear them not because it's convenient, and we do whatever we do because it's convenient and it's become comfortable for us to enjoy. So think on these things. They are kind of exciting, and there's no limit. There's no limit. So have a lovely day, and I love you eternally.
I love you.